Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. But I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me. Because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up into mine ears, therefore I will put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which thou camest. Then Asa was wroth with the seer, and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Oded. And he went out before the host that came to Samaria, and said unto them, Behold, because the Lord God of your fathers was wroth with Judah, he hath delivered them into your hand, and ye have slain them in a rage that reacheth up unto heaven. He swalloweth the ground with fierceness and rage, neither believeth he that it is the sound of the trumpet. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath, and behold every one that is proud, and abase him. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? Arise, O Lord, in thine anger, lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. For jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. If a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. But I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me, because thy rage against me, and thy tumult, is come up into mine ears. Therefore will I put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way by which thou camest.
Come up, ye horses, and rage, ye chariots, and let the mighty men come forth, the Ethiopians and the Libyans that handle the shield, and the Lydians that handle and bend the bow.
Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king.
They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt.
The chariots shall rage in the streets. They shall jostle one against another in the broad ways. They shall seem like torches, and they shall run like the lightnings. For by the mouth of thy servant David hast said, Why did the heathen rage, and the people imagine vain things?